almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Oh, you like this, Tommy?
I love it.
Me too.
I love country western. When I've been in America, it's great.
Older than the trees.
Well, here's the deal. We had to preserve our Western culture, which is obviously very powerful, very beautiful. Doesn't mean we hate other people, but there are a lot of tyrants that are threatened by it because liberty and freedom is in the way of tyranny. And we can talk about Muslims all day, but it's the globalists, the Black Rocks, that are allied with it because, like you said, it's a poison that is going to bring us down.
It's bringing us down. It's brought us down. Like, I've had some ups and downs, highs and lows. I felt defeated at times. 2021, after when I released this film, So I went to court and they bankrupted me, and I knew I told the truth, and I knew I had all the evidence telling that I told the truth. But when I went to court, the judge gave me an order that said, if you ever show any of the information that you've showed in this courtroom, then you will go to jail for 2 years. So, and I lost. I failed myself as a journalist. I failed my movement because I was scared. I was scared because I just, as you said, I come out of prison the year before. I spent months on solitary confinement. I was in a bad place. I was wrecked. My mind was wrecked. My head was wrecked. Everything. I felt in a terrible place. Fast forward, they've given me this court order. I should have walked out of court and I should have played that film. And I didn't because I was scared of the consequence, not just to me, but I've got a young family. And I saw the effect it had on my children, the worry, the fear.
They were going to come ask them. But I actually advise you, I don't think you were wrong. I said, you're doing so much great work. You've already exposed the courts. The grooming's coming out. You don't have to show them lying behind the scenes in the court to prove you're right. I said, be strategic. But I think at the end you were right because they throw you back in prison and now you have a million people, not 100,000 at your rally. So your sacrifice was worth it. I think you were right in the end, but I was being more strategic.
Yeah.
Remember me telling you on the phone?
Yeah, it just set me up. I remember it just set me up. It ate me up every day. It ate me up. And in the end, I sat my kids down, I sat my family down and said, look, I've got to do it. I can't carry on. And I was in a low place.
What's your wife and family say to that?
I've explained lots of things to them. I remember the time before that on the case, my son's here. And I said to my son, because they said, if I plead guilty, I don't go to jail. And my family was saying, just plead guilty. Then you can come home. I said, I can't. And I said, I don't want to. And this is the reason why, because you see, if I don't plead guilty and they send me a jail, then 5 million people are going to watch this video. And if 5 million people, and I asked my son, because I've got two daughters, and I said, you see girls your sister's age, they're being kidnapped, they're being hurt, they're being tortured, they're being taken from their families. If I play this film and it saves one girl, just one, and if I do this and I go to jail and one girl gets saved, I sit in a room for a few months, whatever, it's not the end of the world. But we're going to be apart, we'll talk, I'll be home. If it saves one girl, what should I do? And he said, he was only, what was he at the time, 11? He said, yeah, Dad, you should do the film. You should not plead guilty. So I said, but I think, I felt bad because I felt like I was putting on my kids, but I wanted to feel the justification that they don't.
And thank God they got it, but I mean,
I didn't want them resenting me for the.
Well, the Islamists are starting to get on their heels in the UK, thanks to you and others. I mean, we're having some success, though.
We're having some success, and I was abroad. I went abroad after that court case. I was sitting in Spain, and then I felt defeated. October 7th happened. Jihadists were taking over every Western nation, every university. And my phone pops on and my X account was back. And I looked and I went, what? Because Elon Musk had bought X. I didn't get my account back straight away. So I thought, I'm not getting it back. And then it was turned on. And so was Katie Hopkins. And I messaged Katie Hopkins saying, Katie, our accounts are back. And then she's like, what? So then I've looked and I couldn't log in. I remember it. I didn't know the password. So although the account was back on, I was gay. And the jihadists had took over the capital city and it was Armistice Day. And we were planning Armistice Day, which is our Remembrance Day. And the jihadists were planning on disrupting Armistice Day. So I made a video saying English men, I hadn't done a demonstration for 5 years. I said, we need to descend on our capital.
And Armistice is the end of World War One, right?
Yeah, this is where we have our...
How dare you celebrate the victory of World War One?
We have our Remembrance Day and they were going to disrupt it for Palestine, like everything's for Palestine. So I made a video and about 3,000 young men turned up, yeah? And there was, and everyone turned up. But when
And now a million show up. This is you the last year.
Yeah, so when it went from organising this, then they come for me for the film, I go to jail. But what we did is I sat down, which is what needs to happen here. You need to do it. But we were at an advanced stage where we realised our culture's disappearing. We're losing our nation. So then when I come back, I set up a meeting and I called together 15 influencers. Carl Benjamin, Lawrence Fox, Calvin Robinson, Mayor Tusi, Katie Hopkins. All of them have been attacked. All of them have been silenced. But now all of them are back. All of them have got 500,000, 1 million. You've got views on TikTok. You've got views on YouTube. And we spent 2 days banging our heads. We spent months together.
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. And thank you, Elon Musk.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Tommy Robinson's been blocked getting in the U.S. for the last decade plus. He's here. And I realized last night when I knew he was coming here, I mean, we set up a week ago, I was like, I'm going to get to meet Tommy Robinson. Or met him in person. I actually got butterflies. And folks, I can be walking out to a crowd of 50,000 people and I'll get butterflies. But it's because of his accomplishments, and it's about celebrating the will, the solitary confinement, the torture, the being attacked. It would take hours, you know, them letting the Muslims come and defecate at your door every day in solitary confinement, shoving their feces under the door at you. As you just watch them laughing, shoving their feces in, taking your cousin, raping her, disappearing her. I mean, and all of you vindicated, and then now, you know, you 18 years ago or whatever, with 1,000 people on the street, and now 1 million, and everything they've done has failed. And then, like the Deus Ex comes in. That's the Millennium Falcon coming in with Luke Skywalker when Darth Vader's about to kill him, before he blows up the Death Star, and he comes in. Han Solo saves the day. Musk literally comes in like Han Solo in Episode 4 of Star Wars and pulls your bacon out, mine too. And it's a total game changer. And then he's a shill. He's not whatever. It doesn't. It's real. He's in protecting the West. You cannot lie and say it's not happening.
Well, what we did is we set up a meeting, 15 people, American influencers could do with doing something like this, I believe. And we sat in a room for 2 days, and we spent months doing this. But the idea was, if you change the culture, you change the politics. If we want to set up a political party, it's
good. By the way, some stations just joined us. Recap where you are a few years ago.
Okay.
What happened? You come back to the country. They want to put you in.
I'm abroad. I'm broken. I'm down. I've got no platform. I've got no voice.
This was 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm deplatformed from absolutely every social media. Elon Musk steps in, gives me back X. Right, we're fighting. Now that the fight's on now, yeah? Because we can reach the public again. So I fly back to the UK, start setting up demonstrations, and then we come.
So Musk put you back in the game.
Yeah, Musk put our country back in the game.
Yeah.
We were gone. We were gone. We had no hope. And do you know, hope's contagious. Hope's something when you see light at the end of the tunnel, which is what we currently see now coming out of the United States. There's a ripple that's come from America. There's a when you voted for Donald Trump, you think it was a vote to save America. It was a vote to save Western civilization. Yeah, it was far bigger than the United States of America. Without you having freedom, nowhere in the world.
People ask me, like, why do you care about Australia or Canada? Not most of my listeners, but some. I'm like, they're under. If Martians came to Earth today and blew up France or blew up Russia, I'd be concerned because we're next. Plus, I care about them. This is the same globalist, the same Islam. Like, you have been on the front line. We want to talk to you. You've witnessed it. You give us the intel.
Yeah, so fast. What we realize our culture is disappearing. So
you have this meeting, and now it's had a huge effect. Talk about it.
We had this meeting. We got 15 people together, and we said, right, listen, the war here is civil. So mainstream media are the cancer. And citizen journalists are the cure. Now, how can we work together? They've attacked all of us. Now, if we all come together under one umbrella, so we give each person a black, we had a board and we said, write down what are your most 10 important points? What are your most? So it wasn't about me creating a cultural movement.
Brainstorm.
It was about us creating a cultural movement.
It's a literal Continental Congress.
Yeah, so we sat down together and then we decided, we got it down to 5 points. Free speech, we have to fight for free speech. Our culture, we have to fight against the sexualization of children, LGBTQ+. Islam, we have to. So we come to an agreement where we had these 5 points, and we said, right, do we all agree that Because we don't want to know what we disagree on.
It's a battle
you
plan.
Might support Palestine, you might support Israel, you might support this, you might support that. Who cares? Our culture's under risk. These are the points we need to fight for. Now, if we agree to work under this umbrella and we create a video about culture against a politician, about free speech, against a newspaper, then we can combat what they're doing. With a click of a button, we will have a bigger reach than the BBC worldwide if we work together. So we worked together and we decided our culture's under attack, our identity's under attack. So we organised our first event on the 30th of June 2024. And we made it a celebration. And we called our organisation Unite the Kingdom because we want to unite this country. We want to unite Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, England, even the Republic of Ireland, which we're managing. We now want to move on from Unite the Kingdom to Unite the West. But we started with Unite the Kingdom. We brought these influencers together. We brought these commentators together and we launched. And we all promoted this event. And the event was promoted. And remember, I've held 60 national organisations.
And it is time for the entire West to unite. And it's time for the Irish and the Scots and the English to come together under the main threat and one
Europeans,
people.
Europeans, the entire West, because this is an attack against Western civilization. We need to work together. So that's what our plan was. That's what our goal was. We made our video. We made our promo. And remember, I've organised 60 national demonstrations. I've watched infiltration. You know what they've done to you on January 6th? That's what they've done to us. So I know how to stop that. So from the start of our first demonstration, I made videos clear. If you turn up and you cover your face, we will turn on you. We, as in our men, will stop you and we will remove your face coverings. That is to prevent infiltration. That prevents the government bodies coming in. Look up the Special Demonstration Squad. There are entire squads and organisations within the British Police Force and British government that infiltrate organisations. They infiltrate and they cause trouble and they cause violence, and then the media act as their weapon. They photograph the violence and then they spread a message to the British public and the world to take away the legitimacy of your frustration. It's what they done to you on January 6th. They didn't want you ever protesting again. They didn't want you ever protesting again. They wanted you too scared to protest, too scared to speak out, thinking everything's a trap. That's how they wanted you. So I learned that. So when we held this demonstration, I sat down with the police in negotiating for the first demonstration, and I sat down with the Met Police. And for a decade, patriots have been clashing with the police in the UK. Every time there's a demonstration, we clash, we fought. So I sat down with them and said, lads, we're not against you. We're pro-law, we're pro-police, yeah? But what's been allowed to happen? So what I'm going to tell you now, if I want to organise a protest on the same day as a Palestinian demonstration, you know I can. I know what you can and can't stop. I can pick a place and we can protest there in static demonstration. It's our right. And if I want to, thousands and thousands of young Englishmen are going to come. I don't want to do that, okay? But what I do want, as Englishmen and as British men, we want the same rights that Black Lives Matter were given. We want the same rights that the left are given. So we don't want you shutting roads. We don't want you blocking us. We don't want you policing us.
By the way, I did the same thing with like 5,000 that showed up for the Bilderberg protest like 15 years ago. Yeah. And the cops, as I talked to them like that, they did it. It went well.
I said, if you don't do what we're asking you to do, I'm telling you, we're going to hit their protests. We're going to come on the same day as Hamas. And if we do, it's going to cause mayhem. But we don't want to. But at the same time, we want our rights. We want our freedoms. We want them protected. We want the same respect that's given to every other community. What we want to do is we want a celebration. And we want a celebration that's safe for women, children, and families to come.
By the way, tell us the name of the demonstration.
Unite the Kingdom.
You guys pull up Unite the Kingdom sometime
look
around
UTK
some
events. Yeah.
Let's show this. It was massive. But you had an even bigger event last year, like a million they were putting.
Yeah. So we went from the first one, and then the police stayed away. And we told the police, we'll police ourselves. Stay away. Yeah, we'll police ourselves. And it worked. And from that point, we've had a new relationship with the Metropolitan Police Force, which has now worked, where they respect us, they see us. We have family. So we went.
Which is an example, like the Muslims organized, we have to.
Yeah, we went from 30,000 to, and we showed the public that you can come out and celebrate British identity without riots. Then the next event was on the 27th of July. And do you know, I felt something. Something happening. Someone had a Crisis King sign and I saw the crowds erupt. And just before the next event on the 27th of July, 2024, was the Paris Olympics. And they desecrated and they humiliated the Jesus and they humiliated...
Last Supper.
The Last Supper. And after that, I wasn't that religious. But I was so outraged at what they'd done, I called a priest that I knew and said, come and speak at our event, because I'm outraged by what's happened. When I went to that event, 100,000 people were chanting Christ is King. At that moment, I felt something, yeah? I felt something that I felt in Poland in 2015.
The new crusade.
I felt something's happening, yeah? I could see it. I could feel it. Something is brewing here. We went from 100,000. They then, do you know, the day after 100,000 people, I travelled to the border, I get detained under the Terrorism Act. Do you know the officer who's in charge of counterterrorism is the same officer who's in charge of the Rotherham rape scandal? He's been promoted from being in charge of that. So during the time when they let them rape all the kids in Rotherham, he's now in charge of counterterrorism. I get detained under the Terrorism Act. Act, I get prosecuted and I get charged under the Terrorism Act. Elon Musk saved me. Elon Musk gave me lawyers. We defeated it. We showed that it was unlawful. We showed it was illegal. But we went from 100,000. Then we built up for the next one, which was September 13th. Now, when I walked out of jail after 7 months of solitary confinement, the first camera I went up to, I said, September 13th, they thought they'd stopped us. They thought they'd stopped this cultural revolution. They only temporarily halted it. We're coming in our thousands, and we're not coming angrily. We're not coming the way you want us to come. We're not coming to smash anything up. We decide who we are. We decide our values. We're coming to celebrate because you've kept us down. We're coming to celebrate what Britain is, the culture, the beauty, the art, all of it. And we put together a celebration with music, gospel bands, celebration, comedy, all of it come
together.
The
rebirth of the West.
The rebirth of the Western civilization and the rebirth of community because they've broken it. And anyone that's come that day...
What they really hate is you've got the Sikhs and you've got everybody else, the Africans, they all get it.
Unfortunately, there's a push which I believe has come from people, come from the United States. There's this new push to push and divide based on ethnicity, which is what we're
now, here's the deal. We have to control because they brainwash a lot of the migrants, but the ones that are here, a lot of them are waking up. The ones that join us and sign on to the culture,
they love Britain. I know many of them. They love Britain. They love the culture. They've integrated and assimilated.
Well, I see them. They're wearing the flag. They love it.
They love it. So what? And we successfully did that. And anyone who looked, the diversity of our crowd was huge. It was everyone who loved Great Britain. And we come there, and I'd say it was more than a million. It was millions descending on our capital city. The biggest protest in British history. They tried to play it down. The media said, and this is where Elon Musk is so important, because the media said...
He showed the lie. But people say, I kiss Elon Musk's ass. No, I love victory. He literally tried to say they own my name. He blocked them.
Elon Musk beamed in life. Well, I interviewed him for 15 minutes in front of 66 million people watched that event. Forget Live Aid. Yeah, this is the biggest, most watched event. Our next one is on May 16th. Now, beyond May 16th, because this is...
You invited me to that and I wanted to go.
Come.
I've just been told I'm going to be arrested the minute I hit the UK, which is okay, but you're
getting
me out.
I expect you would. I expect you would.
I started to get ready to go, and I was told you're going to be arrested.
So May 16th is our next event.
And what happens if I get arrested? You get me out of jail? What are you going to do?
I can't get myself out of jail, but I'm sure Elon might step in.
Yeah.
And help. No, Donald Trump would step in. If you were put in jail for your speech.
No, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the next event.
The next event's May 16th. Now, beyond May 16th, this is our vision, yeah? Because you have to have a vision. And where we're losing, we have a vision. We've wrote a four-year vision and a four-year plan. It's media. It's media, alternative media, citizen journalists. It's about uniting citizen journalists around the globe under a common umbrella. Give them their independence, let them prosper, but they need help, they need support. They're going up against the mainstream. The mainstream want to crush them.
By the way, guys, he's already done this. You realize this isn't a guy talking. You can see it. He did nothing. He's charismatic. He's done it. We've done it. You can feel history. It's in our hands.
It's happening, yeah. Fight's on. The fight's on, and the fight wouldn't be on without America. That's the truth. That's why I'm so embedded and I'm so blessed to be standing on this ground now, is because without America, when we watch J.D. Vance, when I watch Rubio, when we see them lecturing the European Union about our rights and our freedoms, that's the first time we know someone's fighting for us here. There's a chance here. They've took our speech. They need to take your speech. They need to control your speech. They need to silence you. They need control. They've lost control. They lost control in 2016 when you elected Donald Trump. They took back control. Look what they've done with the election. Look what they've done with censorship. Then you've done again. You fought back the biggest comeback ever with Donald Trump. Then the controls come back in. My YouTube account got turned back on 2 weeks before I got out of prison. That come from your election. I have no doubt they still won't monetize it. I'm still censored through Meta, which I can't understand. What's his name? Dana White's up in Meta. You can't mention my name on Facebook or Instagram. Why? What, I thought it was an American company that believes in values of free speech. I've never been tried or convicted.
Well, the fact you're still censored shows they fear you. So let's talk about Iran. I want the mullahs gone, but I know that it's a trap, and I'm concerned. I hope it works out. But, I mean, where are you on that?
On Iran, I want them gone. I think that you have to understand the future of Western civilization. Iran is one of the main counters to it. Iran have funded every terrorist organization, 12 terror plots against my country. How many American troops have been murdered? They embarrassed and humiliated your troops when they took them on the boat. Barack Obama gave them £1 billion. Everyone's surrendering to them. This group and this Ayatollah, this is not like Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein wanted control of Iraq. He didn't want world domination. This Shia, lunatic, Ayatollah, religious fanatic, wants world domination. Their goal, and this isn't just them, so all the proxy groups, they Hamas, there is no Hamas without Iran. They're not supported around Iran. Now, Hamas made it pretty clear on October 7th. On October 8th, what did they say? What did their representatives and leaders say? They said New York and London are our goal. It's not like... this is why I get a lot of criticism. And I don't really care, right? Because I stand on my values and stand on what I believe. I get a lot of criticism over Israel, okay? Now, Many people haven't been to Israel. Many people haven't been surrounded by jihad. Many people haven't. But when we talk about Israel, do you not realise that there was problems before 1948? These problems didn't create in 1948. Yeah, take Israel out of the equation.
Well, that whole area used to be Christian and Jewish. They drove us out.
They drove everyone out. And the only, do you know, Christian population, when people go on about Israel, and they go, the only democracy in the Middle East is Israel. Do you know the only place that's been the Christian population has grown in the Middle East is Israel. Let's look at Syria. Let's look at Iraq. Let's look at Afghanistan. And I'm not being funny. I know. I think I could hear from him. I want to hear from Christians who live in Pakistan. I want to hear from Christians in Afghanistan. Do tell me about what it's like. Listen to people in Europe. I hear about a Muslim Christian alliance in America coming from American commentators who know nothing what it's like to live with them. You've got no idea what they're like. And then they want to blame Israel and the Jews on causing all this division. They say that I'm created in order to create problems with Muslims. I didn't create all the jihad attacks. I didn't make them behead Lee Rigby.
You didn't make them kidnap your cousin.
I didn't make them blow up 26 people. I didn't make them commit jihad for 1,400 years. I didn't make them massacre Christianity throughout the whole history. All these sexual slaves, the 2 million taken from Spain. That's not my fault. I didn't do that.
Well, the idea that your control is totally insane like me. No, that's, I try to balance it out. And you know, the rest of it, but I totally agree. And I think Tucker means well overall. He knows, like Saddam was CIA. He was actually anti-jihad. They set him up. Yep. Tucker came here to apologize to me 13, 14 years ago and said I was a neocon. So now he's gone the other extreme.
I understand being against the war, and I understand you elected Donald Trump to not be...
No, I'm just saying Tucker just went the complete other direction.
Yeah, but Tucker knows the problem because he used to talk about the problem. So to sit and pretend he don't know the problem, he's a fraud. I'm sorry. And to sit and pretend he didn't know me...
Well, I know this. It would break the internet if he interviewed you.
Well, why don't he? We reached out to him. He said no. Why don't he? Instead of sitting lying about, and he goes on about Qatar. Qatar funded £1 billion they've spent into Western Europe to destroy it. That's what Qatar,
well, Qatar
has done.
Is funding the Sudan Muslims.
Yeah, so, but, and Iran. And their conflict, all the Muslim Brotherhood, all these problems. So the immigration, people say, well, if you go in and you bomb Iran, you're going to cause a mass immigration problem. Most of our immigration at the minute is coming from Sudan. And it's coming from Sudan because Qatar and Iran are funding a jihad in the middle of Sudan. That's where it's coming from. And it's a very different ball game. The war in Iran, as I said, in Afghanistan, when we went in, and I understand it was weapons of mass destruction, total lies, everything was a lie. The whole reason for the war,
And then our own elites flood us with Muslim refugees, which is about to happen again.
I don't think it will happen.
Well, the experts are saying that this could create a 2016-style migrant crisis.
For coming from where?
I'm saying this war could do that.
But most of the migrants that have left Iran left because of the Ayatollah. So we've already had loads of Iranians flooding the country around the world, and they're...
Well, listen, if the Ayatollah should be sent to Mars, I'd be happy.
And if he's gone, and if his regime is gone, I don't believe Persians are going to flee that country. I believe many of them are going to go back. It's a beautiful nation. Before he took over, and we played our part in installing him. So before he took over, and if you look at Afghanistan, 99% of Afghanistan...
Well, yeah, the CIO through Mossadegh was pro-Western because he wouldn't give the British all the oil.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
And then 79, they opened the door, yeah.
Well, we have been on the wrong side so many times throughout history. We've been on the wrong side. We're funding ISIS. We created the Taliban. It was all about our geopolitical world points. And we were on the wrong side with the Ayatollah. But right now, we're on the wrong side, on the right side. There's 90 million people who are enslaved. They're not Muslims. They're Persians. They're rich in culture, rich in identity. They've got their own identity. And they've had a slavery put upon them. And
no, I agree with you. My problem is
80% of them.
We already got special forces in the Northwest.
The Kurds are fighting them, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's about to go down. So Trump's like, oh, this isn't a war. If it's going to be a war, just say it. I don't like that. I don't like being...
It's going to be, but let's look at... Say Trump doesn't go to war. Say Trump didn't do this. And this isn't Afghanistan. It's not Iraq. It's the Persian people who want freedom. They want free speech. And they will be your ally. They will be a Western supporting ally. They will love forever. You know, next 100 years, in 200 years, they're going to talk about Donald Trump. You're going to have statues of Donald Trump in Persia. They're going to love him. He freed them. He took them back and gave them back safety and freedom. Speak to any Iranians.
But you talk as if the victories have been had.
Well, it looks like they've been had. They've been wiped out massively. All of their religious leaders have been wiped out. You've never seen a victory like this. Look at what he's done with... And China. I've asked everyone. I've met General Flynn. I've met lots of people since I've been here. What's the biggest threat to the United States? China. Well, what happened when he went into Venezuela? It's affecting China.
No, he cuts off Cuba, cuts off China.
He cuts off Cuba, cuts off China. So this is...
And now they close the Strait of Hormuz, that cuts off China.
It all cuts off China, yeah? So in a bigger world view than just freeing the Iranian people, maybe America haven't done it to free the Iranian people, but America will have to look at the interests of the United States of America and you, the American people, and what is your national security. And by taking out the leader of Iran, who's the biggest funder and sponsor of world terrorism, of destroying my nation, of terror plots against your president, they wanted to assassinate him. So in all of this, in the long run, the world's a better place. It cuts off the funding to Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. It cuts off all of it. It cuts off the destruction that's happening in Sudan. It cuts off a lot of it. And I know people didn't want intervention, a foreign intervention and regime change. I see this as totally different. This isn't a regime that's focused on Iran. This is a regime that's focused on world domination. It's like taking out ISIS. It's not a regime. It's not. You don't respect that. People, and I hear commentators here supporting the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. I think, what are you talking about? It's insane. Would you support ISIS? Should we respect ISIS having a state? Because that's what this is. This is enslavery of an entire population of people who want freedom.
I know, but then we watch Turkey and Israel overthrowing Assad and then putting the leader of Al-Qaeda there. That's why people get to turn.
I get it. And that's outrageous as well, what's happened in Syria. It's outrageous what's happened in Syria. He's a terrorist. And I get all...
By the way, are you feeling that methylene blue?
I felt it, yeah. Did not see me raging. Come on.
Don't beat me up.
I was asleep an hour ago. But no, I think it's a much more complex... I don't claim to be an expert on it, but I understand the Ayatollah. I understand what he thinks, and I understand the Persian people because I know many of them. I understand what they've fled. And I look, do you know when I think? Think of this, Americans. Many of you would have been scared after January 6th to protest and speak. I've gone out into some cities here, and people are self-censoring through fear of losing their job. Well, these Persians have been raped and massacred in their tens of thousands. Young children, women. Do you know what? They've still gone out and protested. In Britain, we've got a population who were scared. We've broke the dam. We've burst it. The people are up. They're talking now. They're ready. They're ready for the fight. But they weren't for two decades. They were scared of being called racist. So forget being scared of called racist. These people are out on the streets fighting for their freedom.
By the way, Tommy, let me just say, how does it feel to be the detonator? If you had to pick one person, there's been a lot of great people that exposed Islam, what was happening. But we have to say, you are the OG, the most successful. Not into yourself, but what does it feel like to know in history that you have reignited the new crusade?
It feels great. It feels great. As I said, I don't claim to be...
How do the Muslims act when you're in England and they see you?
I actually get a level of respect from them. It's quite mad.
That's the thing, is they're very honest about this.
No, I get, they know I'm telling the truth. They know I'm telling... I have them come up to me, some of their gang lads, where I'm from, and I'm walking through the town, they shake my hand and say, I don't like you. I respect you. At least you say what you mean. And that's why they respect Donald Trump. In the Islamic community, in that culture, they respect strong men, not weak. You see, when you show them weakness, they're going to walk all over it. I made a decision when I started the English Defence League, when I started talking about this, me and my cousin, I said, you see, if we run once, we'll be running for the rest of our life. They need to know you'll fight them. They need to know that. So I'm not saying I'll win a fight, but I will fight. Yeah, I'll be the best loser you fought. I'm not going to win every fight, but I will fight you. So if you want to say something in the street, I'm going to fight you. So once they know that, most of them don't want the fight. They're bullies. They act in gangs.
I was about to say,
about
the UK dozens of times, and even 20 years ago, I'd be shooting a video of Big Ben, and Muslims would come over like I was filming them. So you stopped that because they were used to Brits. And I'd say, F you. They'd like back off real quick. They weren't used to that.
Yeah, and we shouldn't apologize for that. I'm not going to apologize for being a man. Like, for too long, we're not meant to fight. No, we're meant to fight. If someone wants to attack you, fight them. And that's not weakness. That's strength. That's a man. And that's what America is showing now, the world. When you show appeasement, which you showed under Biden, weakness, pathetic, coward, he embarrassed the United States of America. You become a bit of a laughing stock on the world stage. Not anymore. Not anymore. America's bump. They're going to mess around with the United States, the best military in the world. Well, the world now knows that. And I think it's great for the United States of America.
Oh, my God,
I think
you're selling me on it all now.
I think it's great for the world. It's great for peace. It's
I know,
great.
But the CIA is going to set Trump up.
They probably are. They probably are, but you know they're going to set him up. So not any longer. They can't set him up without you knowing. You now know. Social media platforms are going to show it. People will realise it. So whereas, like, 30 years ago, they might have the power to set people up, assassinate people without anyone knowing. That power's gone because of gentlemen like Elon Musk.
All right, we got you some Texas barbecue, but let's do this. I'm going to go to break, come back with the closing comments, and we'll air a promo. I want to air the great new J.D. Vance football promo. And maybe Sleeping Giant promo. And then, Tommy, I'm going to go eat barbecue with you, and then you're going to interview me.
Come on. Yeah, I want to interview you. From my audience, man, because you're a character, Alex.
Brother, hey, listen. I don't normally travel around. It's hard to get me to go places. You're going to be here a little while. I want to go. If you're doing some events or something, I'm going to come do
it with
you.
Let's do an event together.
Brother, you name the time, I'll be there.
Let's go.
I'm like, got butterflies here. I'm like a fanboy over here, man. Tommy Robinson has got the...
That's fascinating.
He's got the juice, folks. He's got the rebellion. He's got the victory. You can feel it. History happening now. We got lightning in a bottle. Tommy Robinson, TommyInUSA.com. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March
mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com will keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend, special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?"
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was
solid country gold. Well, I got to tell you, I am just giddy. I can feel the energy of Tommy Robinson in person. I can always feel it over the phone, and then over Skype, and then over Zoom. And I realized when last night, I go, I've never met Tommy in person. And then, like I said, he was on the Brianna Morello show that's on right before mine. So a 2-minute break there on the show. And I was late putting on my headset, you know, getting ready. And I saw him down the hall, and I wanted to go say hi. And I was like, no, I'll say hi. So we literally met in person on the air. What a historic moment we're in. And you can see the West coming out of its coma, awakening. You can see the left horrified, panicked. You know, we can complain Trump's not doing this perfect or that's not happening right. But at the end of the day, we should all be very, very positive, because there's no doubt the fight is on, as you said earlier.
The fight's on. Beyond May 16th, we want. I've met with Salvini. I've met with French leaders. I've got arrangements.
By the way, I pledge to you, I'll be at the May 16th event.
Well, beyond May 16th, the next one beyond that, what we want to do is have every capital city in Europe. This is about culture.
Well, I apologize, I didn't come to that.
Yeah, we want every. It's about European culture and identity of every nation, which have all got beautiful celebrations of their culture and their identity. All of them are disappearing. Whereas mass immigration floods those nations, as the growth of the demographic of the Islamic community, they're changing beyond belief. At some point, Europe needs to unite. I've looked at all these groups.
And people ask, why can 6-8% suddenly flip? Because they all vote as a bloc. They all act as a bloc. The West is in a coma. Out with the left, that's enough to take over.
They act as a military, in military fashion. They vote in military fashion. You're going to have it here, America. You've got brave people. So you have already, you're ahead of the game, really, because you've got congressmen willing to talk up. I've spoke to some of them. I'm going to speak to some more.
Well, because we've seen you getting vaporized.
You've managed to see Europe. But then at the same time, it's still a risk. It's still, but although you had 95% vote last night against Sharia, that should hopefully inspire the Republican Party in many
ways. Yeah, talk about that. The majority of the states are moving to put it on the ballot to ban Sharia.
They are. 95% voted in the primaries to ban Sharia in Texas. I've just looked. Our next video is ready. And our next video is about, I don't know if I just said this, I said it on a previous interview. When I come to America, I've met politicians, I've met influencers, I've met YouTubers, I met all these people. I want to meet real Americans. So I approached a couple of Americans who live in Plano, whose grandmother lived there, mother lived there, and they've had to flee. They've had to flee because she was under a harassment from Muslims already in the community. And I went to speak to her and tell her story. She breaks down crying. It's heartbreaking to see this is happening to America.
Is that video ready? When's it going to be at Tommy Robinson?
It's ready. It's going on TommyInUSA.com in the next couple of hours.
We're
going
to post it. You asked for a video an hour ago. We forgot to play it. What was it? It's a minute and a half long.
The video. This is our demonstration. If you want to see what's happening and you want to see how awake this country, I've worked for a decade, you know, over a decade. I've been banging my head against a brick wall. Now the dam has burst. Trust me. People are awake. People are ready. No matter how much disinformation, they still want to discredit me. They want to turn the public against me. They want to portray I'm making millions and millions, which I'm not.
What's the name of this video we're about to play?
Watch it now. This is our demonstration September 13th. Have a look at this start of this demonstration. See the numbers on this demonstration.
Here it is.
Start to finish. Watch it. Revolution's happening.
Unite the Kingdom march yesterday led by Tommy. So between 110,000 according to the mayor, 150,000.
The official police estimates are between 110,000 and 150,000.
It looks approaching as big as the Iraq war demonstration all those years ago, and that was a million people.
I'm quite convinced it was over a million.
Certainly, I knew people there who were saying, 3 million. It wasn't 3 million. It wasn't a million.
More than 100,000 people gathering to march in central London, a sea of flags.
Jackie says, 150K, I reckon millions
Black
were there.
Black Lives, they had to close Black Lives Bridge and Lambeth Bridge because there were so many people the other side, they couldn't
150,000 attending yesterday. Are you serious? Look at the drone footage.
Westminster Square was packed solid. The road going up where the march was going to follow was solid.
Lying police and mainstream media are trembling.
Absolutely incredible. People need to visit your official site. You also have a site that's going on just for your trip to the United States, TommyInUSA.com, TommyInUSA.com. And I know you're not sure how long you're going to be here, but at least another month or so. You tell me when and where to be there. I haven't announced this yet. We were not sure until this morning, but the receiver is not going to pay the bills for the internet, and they want to, like, pull the plug. The state of with the corrupt courts. So barring a miracle, we'll be shut down because it keeps getting pushed out. But now officially sometime in early April. So we need to have that transition. But whether it's before or after that, I want to go to some events. I want to hang out with you, brother. We love you.
Let's do it, bro. And you know, since that event, put the fear of God into them. Do you know the relentless attacks I've faced since then? To try and discredit me, I get called, I'm reading some of the comments on yours, I get called a shill, we're working for Israel. I was invited by the Polish government. I went there. No one said I was working for Poland or paid by Poland. I got invited. I'm here now in America. No one's saying the American government are paying me. When India went to war with Pakistan, I jumped straight out on the side of India. No one said India were paying me. But this accusation of Mossad and all that, it's used as a weapon to try and discredit people, to stop them
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. A lot of them do it because it makes them feel better than you that's been in prison all these times and,
a lot of them do
and fought so hard. It makes them feel like a bigger man in their basement with a fake name to say that about you. And there's a lot of big money behind it, a lot of money funding it. They say, I work for Israel. I don't even respond to them, Tommy. Nobody cares.
Unless you hate Jews, you work for Israel.
Do what?
Unless you hate Jews, you work for Israel.
Well, my thing is, they say whites are inherently bad, all the rest of the stuff. I have people on from all perspectives. Yeah. And what we're having is a large debate, a large discussion. But I want to do this, because we did this on New Year's, and I left one of these here, and Tommy saw me with it. He goes, what is that? It's just some confetti. But the point is, I want to celebrate the fact you're here. I know you don't drink. That's good. With some champagne. But, man, I really admire you.
Thank you, Alex.
The things you've done. But, brother, I admire people that are strong, that have changed the world, that have been right. And, I mean, I can't think of anybody. And just like there's a whisper campaign against me, there's a whisper campaign against you. Anybody over the target is going to be under attack. And the real people out there, every race, color, and creed, they know mavericks, they know outlaws, they know people that are on the cutting edge, and we're doing it. And I'm telling you, Trump's been more persecuted than anybody. I've been persecuted really bad. You've been persecuted probably worse than anybody. And it's a testament to the fact that you've told the truth and you've been vindicated. So we love you, Tommy Robinson. But I got to say, what a celebration. Boom, baby.
So, come on.
It is so exciting. All right, closing comments, and then I'm going to go to break. My son, Rex Jones, is coming in here because I haven't interviewed him in years. And before this place shuts down, I want to get Rex on air with his co-host, with his popular podcast. And that's really the exciting thing is the bad guys at the Berlin Security Conference 3 weeks ago, at Davos, they admit, we have no confidence. Nobody believes us. We're in trouble. Their internal documents show that. Their globalist order's wrecked. We have to now come into the vacuum and build the pro-Western, pro-Christian relaunch of society. And then stand, because just because the globalists are falling apart, what they already set up is still attacking. And we have to reconstitute and call out the enemy. And we're doing it right now.
The counter-revolution's here. And what you need to do, America, is you need to get ready. Because as I said, all the problems I've talked about, all the things I've faced, they're here. They've imported it here. They've purposely organized it to come here. And to the black voters who have been kept on the plantations by the Democrat Party, because that's where they wanted you. They want you reliant on the state. They want you broken. They want you in criminality. Because they want you voting for the Democrats. They don't want you to aspire to do better. Well, they're replacing you. They're replacing you with a block Muslim vote. You can see it now. You can see it in your communities. You'll be able to see it because they will organise. They won't aspire and start voting for Trump. They will organise the Muslim vote. They will get the Muslim vote, loyal, organised. You will become irrelevant just as white English become irrelevant in many of our towns and cities. Get organised, America. They've imported that problem. It's here.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to continue on for about 20 minutes, and then guest hosts are taking over, but I want you to enjoy this Texas barbecue.
I can't wait, man.
And then we're getting steaks tomorrow night, but you're speaking at a church tonight, right?
I'm going to a church tonight, yeah. I'm going to a church tonight to understand what the church are doing, because if the church don't wake up, I believe your church is starting to wake up, or some of them are, our church betrayed us, our church side of Islam. Our church fly rainbow flags. There's a Christian revolution happening. It's not happening within the church. It's happening on the streets. It's happening with young men. And the church betrayed all of us. So I don't think that's a state in America across all your churches. So I'm going to a church tonight. You can follow and see the upload of that video and what that church is doing to awaken its own fellowship on TommyInUSA.com.
And they can follow what you're doing there.
TommyInUSA, every video. I think we've been here 10 days. We've done 50 videos.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Yeah, we're doing well. We're telling the story, interviewing people, giving inspiration to... I come here to hear from politicians who speak openly in America to try and inspire some of those weak, pathetic cowards back home.
Incredible, I tell you. I wanted to meet you. It was even better than I thought. Tommy, we love you.
Exactly.
And I'll see you in a little while. Get some of that barbecue. But you get in there and enjoy it. We're going to go to break. Bring in my son, Rex Jones, co-host. Stay with us.
Cheers, bro. Alex.
Cheers, brother. Love you.
Thank you, man.
Great job, brother. We love you so much, brother.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow dinner.
Yep. Go to the promo, guys.
I'll see you in a bit for the interview.
Yes, sir.
Show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Ah! Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers. I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
Fuck you, Gavin. You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Vance passed history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros High Goblins.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. And Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Categories are, that's a globalist. Next up, 9/11, followed by famous fentanyl overdose deaths. Then we've got It's a Man Baby. Finally, we've got What a Fag. Notice F-A-G is in quotations there. Don, we'll start with you.
Let's try fag for $400, Alex.
Harry Sisson, an online content creator.
What is a massive fucking faggot?
That's it. Don, you've got the board.
Let's go fag for 600, Alex.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
What is a total fag?
Oh, so close, but not quite there. Yes, Alex?
What is a raging faggot?
Raging indeed. Alex, go ahead and choose the next category.
Let's do famous fentanyl overdose deaths for 1,000.
Hey, that's not a real $20 bill. This random criminal became the face of a George Soros color revolution in 2020.
Who is St. Floyd?
I'm checking with the judges. And yes, St. Floyd or George Floyd both work here. Alex, next category, please.
Let's go with It's a Man Baby for 1,000.
Daily Double. Alex, what would you like to wager on this one?
So let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
This former First Lady is built like a linebacker, and many have suggested she is actually a he.
Oh, boy, who is Big Mike?
Big Mike or Michelle Obama? Absolute pythons for arms, and maybe one in her pants as well. Alex, you've got control. Go ahead.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom.
And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning, and you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and, like, sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes. To do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light, and they've got their illuminators on, and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! Well, what a day. I wanted to get Rex Jones. I've been watching his show. Along with his co-host, Tim Tompkins, the Gray Zone, on just to talk about
gray the Gray Area.
The Gray Area.
Close.
The Gray Zone, the Gray Area.
We're not Max Blumenthal just yet.
That's right, the Gray Area. So, good to, by the way, I think he's on tomorrow. So, Rex and your co-host, Tim Tompkins, great to have you here. What is your, both of you, your view on where the world is right now today?
Well, I think me and Tim are both very passionately anti-war people. We're very disturbed by what's going on in the Middle East, also domestically with the Epstein files.
And because you're a Qatari agent?
Yes, of course. Heil Lumer, that's what we say. But at the end of the day, we want our government to work for us, and that's what our show is about. I know that me and Tim are both very passionate about talking to real people and doing really high-quality interviews. We've done a lot of them. We've had a lot of the show hosts on and some other people. Tim, to you, what do you think the most important thing about the gray area is?
I think the most important part about the gray area is not taking a specific stance on one side or the other. I think a lot of the time in society today is they've got a lot of extremism on either side. And so the whole point is we dive a little layer deeper to understand the facts behind some of the stories. That way you can actually find the truth there. And I think that's one of the major points.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not even being partisan or bipartisan. The thing I like to say is we consider ourselves to be centrist, right? But not in the sense of being like a milquetoast fence sitter, in the sense of, hey, you see a good idea on the right, you take that. You see a good idea on the left, you take that. And then we're post-duopoly. And I feel like, Dad, that's what your show's always been about.
Yeah, but back then, the Republicans and Democrats were all controlled, so it was a fake left-right paradigm.
Right.
These left-right, with Trump, it's a populist movement. It's him getting away from populism now that's the problem. So people say, I always hear, like, left-right paradigm. I coined the term. They're throwing it at me. But it's different with us taking over the Republican Party. But I mean, I get what you're saying.
Sure. Well, I mean, for Tim, I mean, you were pretty much, you were a Democrat at one point, right?
Yeah.
And COVID was your awakening.
It was my awakening. So 2020, I didn't have any access to information. I lived in New York, born and raised in Connecticut as well. And essentially, you know, I look at it like this. I didn't have access to information when it came to the COVID-related vaccine. They absolutely mandated that I had to get a shot because
That's
I was
right.
in college at the time, right?
That's right.
So the thing is I didn't know what was in the vaccine, but all
literally
I knew
of the Bill Gates venom.
Oh yeah. Bill Gates venom is the easiest way to describe
True.
It. And the thing is that when it came to the vaccine,
Bill Gates' mystery shot.
Oh yeah. Well, they said, look, you can't go to school if you don't get the vaccine shot. You can't hang out with friends if you don't get a vaccine shot. I'm an engineer, so I'm hands-on. I had no shot. They put a gun to my head, essentially. They told me, you either get it or
you're not allowed. Did you have any health problems from it?
Honestly, as soon as I took the mask off and you had the year after, it was awful. I was sick every other week.
Well, they admit it suppresses your immune system.
Yeah. It was the worst experience ever. I think the thing for me that bothered me the most is I didn't have access to information. They came out with an article in after COVID, and they essentially said this. They said Zuckerberg was censoring COVID-related topics, and they had already gotten the Jones family off the internet by
sure.
that point. So I had no ability to actually say, okay, what was this vaccine doing? You see that death click counter that they had
death
in the
clock,
top?
Yeah.
Death clock, right? 2019, in 2020. They had the death clock on CNN, and they basically said, granny dying, granny dying, granny dying, granny dying. And that was the thing that made me feel completely afraid. But I want to speak specifically to the information about why I didn't get access to what the Jones family was talking about during that time period. They had killed you guys off of every single piece of media, and I had a serious problem with that. Rex, we've talked about this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100% we've talked about this. And it's about creating an environment where we all have informed consent as to what goes on in our society, and they took that informed consent away from you. They said, you don't get to be an engineer. You don't get to go to school. You have to not kill grandma. You have to take this experimental shot with no safety testing, no data on it, and infinite liability shield for them.
And what's it like now to be vindicated that they knew it was deadly poison?
It's the worst part about it. You know you have to really mess up to get a black African-American that lives in New York. 90% of blacks vote Democrat, by the way. So
sure.
for me to shift from being all the way left to now pushing to the right means that you really had to do something wrong. And it was everything about my rights being taken away to information.
Well, that's the thing, though. We have the populist movement. We're winning. And I see Trump going sideways. I'm not gonna apologize for you, Trump. Great things got done. I just hope we can salvage Trump.
Sure. Well, I think it's, you know, a decade long project. And I think things have changed a lot since the start of it. I think the core populist ethos, really what we've always embodied here at InfoWars, I think that's still alive and strong. And you're seeing a lot of pushback to what's happening right now. And I think that that's a part of it. I mean, we demand the Epstein files. We demand peace. We do not demand war. And we're living in a society now where somehow it's the tough thing to go over there and bomb elementary schools to start a war. Ultimately,
now we've learned that they deleted, a hacker did in 2023, 100 terabytes.
Go figure. Go figure.
And I believe it.
Yeah, they just cleared another 65,000 off as well.
And they curate the message itself too. You can't get access to the information. You know what they said about the Jones family during that time period? They called you guys schizophrenic. They said they don't know what they're talking about. They're extremists. They called you guys dangerous. And so I felt propagandized to it. But then when I actually had the chance to meet Rex,
we got to know each other.
I got to meet you. I got to know your sister, Charlotte. I got to meet the people and the family here at InfoWars. You guys have been nothing but kind to me. And that is the thing that is not being shown on the information that is out there. They just say, oh, these guys have just said these things, they're bad, put them in this box.
Sure. I mean, they like to demonize us. They'll call us racist. They'll call us sexist. They'll call us, you know, anti.
But what we do is we just show them what the document.
Yeah, 100%. But I think the message of the show that me and Tim really do is we're Americans. I come from Texas. He comes from New York. I'm white. He's black. And we're close on nearly everything, even
yes.
though we disagree.
That's right. At Gray Area Talks on X. Go primalcore.com. Stay with us.
Pro Unity.
Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones